In Israel, the charged political debate over Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to evacuate the Gaza Strip has moved into the theological realm. In advance of Tuesday's Knesset vote on Sharon's plan, some 60 ultra-conservative rabbis have called on Israeli soldiers to disobey any army orders to remove the 8,000 Jewish settlers from Gaza. A competing group of rabbis says a call to disobey orders invites civil war, and the country's justice minister says it could also invite prosecution. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more on the government's wrangle with the rabbis.
A yes vote Tuesday would be the first step in pulling Jewish settlers and soldiers out of occupied territory for the first time in a quarter century. And revolt is in the air. Polls show most Israelis favor a pullout, but many rabbis believe a withdrawal from Gaza is a sin, and some of their more extreme number say it cannot be allowed to stand. Far right-wing rabbis have issued a series of rulings in recent weeks preaching refusal to carry out any order to dismantle settlements. Rabbi Nachum Rabinovich says he disagrees with the highly public nature of the calls, but says refusal to follow orders is a matter of conscience that no government or army can deny.
I think that's a fundamental democratic principle in every democratic country. There's a respect for the right of conscience.
But Justice Minister Yosef Lapid says inciting soldiers not to obey orders is a criminal act, and that the rabbis' fidelity to the land of Israel does not give them carte blanche to break the law. He says while Israel is careful not to infringe on freedom of speech, this has gone beyond speech to incitement.
They speak about resisting the army, resisting the police. Some have even expressed openly the view that they may even hurt policemen or soldiers. This is inciting for violence.
Still, Justice Minister Lapid says the government may not be eager to prosecute the rabbis in what has become a fevered atmosphere over a pending Gaza pullout.
But we have to warn them that there is a limit to what they can afford to say in such circumstances.
The chief military rabbi has ruled that the option to refuse an order does not exist. There are also competing petitions by other rabbis who are just as adamantly opposed to removing settlers from Gaza. Some 80 have signed an open letter urging soldiers to obey any evacuation order. Rabbi Shlomo Riskin says you can oppose evacuation, but you cannot oppose the army's duty to carry out an evacuation, or disengagement, as Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's pullout plan is called, once those orders come.
I believe that democracy is built into Judaism. I believe that unless we accept democracy, it will be impossible for us to live in the Jewish state. Therefore, as strongly as I'm against disengagement, I'm even more strongly against asking soldiers to refuse to obey orders.
Nor does Riskin believe that giving up land in order to strengthen the rest of Israel, as he puts it, is forbidden by Jewish law. And for all the unhappiness, he says, a pullout from Gaza would bring, Israel, he says, would maintain itself.
Israel will not be able to maintain itself if, God forbid, there is a civil war.
Talk of civil war is heard with increasing frequency in recent weeks. Such are the passions that a Gaza pullout arouses. But Justice Minister Yosef Lapid says the passions are the greatest among those who do not want to abandon Gaza.
People who believe that they are speaking in behalf of God Almighty always feel that they have a license to say things which other people wouldn't say. And we must put a limit to the rules of this game.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.